A council order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayor will be arriving shortly. Alderman Rumel.
Here.
Alderman Keel.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Please rise, join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Phil Nickerson, member of the Franklin Park Commission. We would like to, at this time, express our desire to see the approval of the recommended park and recreational impact fee. At our past meeting, we approved it and would like to see this council pass it through. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Kurt Bolton, 8035 West Imperial Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. I did want to say thank you to the Common Council for taking up the issue of funding for burying the utilities on 27th Street and possibly doing that with a TIF. I do believe that is a good idea, rather than the city funding that. Two other issues I want to talk about is North Cape Road. Well, one of those is North Cape, the other one's 68th. When I did look at the information in the packet, it didn't seem to me, from an engineering standpoint, there was a lot of information to make a good decision on this. It is a concrete road, if I understand, with an asphalt overlay. I have no idea when that road was originally built. It's been my experience that typically concrete roads last about 72 years, at least that's what the state of Wisconsin says, and I haven't seen anything that tells me anything differently. In which case, it may be that instead of doing an overlay, you might be looking at doing a rumblization, which would be an additional cost. So I do think you might want to think about that before you take over North Cape. And the other issue is 68th Street. It's bounded both sides by county land, and there are costs associated with that. And I don't believe we're going to be able to tax them to try and recoup our costs for taking care of that road, but I do think it would make sense to tell the county that we would like a payment in lieu of taxes to handle the costs of that road. It is in very bad shape. It needs a lot of work. And I do think, like everybody else, they should be able to pay for the road that runs by their property or not take it over. So that, thank you very much.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, just to, I know you didn't ask any questions, but in terms of your statements, both for us to take those roads over, those roads would be reconstructed per working with engineering. So North Cape will be pulverized and started from the crushed and started from the ground up
beyond rubbles.
So the concrete road will be rubblized.
It'll be crushed. So that road's going to be what we want it to be as a city. So it's going to be a nice, it's a great looking road. And then in terms of 68th Street, same thing. They're going to, what are they going to do to that road?
Well, there's no concrete underneath that road, so that will be just repaved as we
can pay. Right. So those roads are going to be brand new when we take them over, or else we wouldn't take them over.
Well, I don't know about brand new. They're talking about is an asphalt overlay on 68th Street. That's not brand new. And I do think that the county should be able to pay for the upkeep of the road that goes by their property, or else they can just keep the road themselves.
The road doesn't get done.
That may be. And I don't know that it's the city's responsibility to take care of a road, especially when I hear in the budgets that we don't have enough money to take care of our roads in the first place.
Jack, how many years have we been, has engineering been discussing this with the county?
10, 12,
15, for sure, emails I've seen.
Ms. Baldwin, thank you for the information. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Levi Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way.
Wow.
Can we everybody hear? I never can hear Jesse up there. I think he ought to wear one of those helmets with the built-in earpiece and mic piece so that he can at least speak to the rest of us. I'm objecting to the transfer of these two roads to from the county to the city of Franklin. The county is taking our taxes and hasn't done much around here. And you can see that nice road we got in front of Roxport, for instance. It's a good example of what's been there for quite a few years. And I don't think we ought to put any money in that either. But 76 feet, how many years has that been delayed? 3-4 years now? And our money keeps going that way, going, going, and gone. So I object to that, and I can't see any reason. Right below that, they're authorizing engineering services for that section of it. I can't quite understand that. If you don't approve it, and I don't want you to approve it, is there any good reason why we have to take over county roads? You got to come to the public and tell the public what's going on somehow so they know why we're taking over these roads. There's no benefit that I can see. But the Common Council is the one that should be handling this stuff and giving people information in regards to this. But I also want to object to the fact that this Bruce Konuski is being appointed to the Franklin Economic Development Committee, in that he was the one that was our planning head many years ago, and he permitted the Faith Church to go through where it was planned for Southview to go through. And I believe, if I can remember correctly, there was a lawsuit that he was suing the city because of the way the building was put too close to the lot line. And that building, Faith Community Church, is too close to the lot line. And I know Mr. Rico pretty well, that lives right next door to him. So these people, the best thing is to buy the church out and send them on their way. Let Konuski pay for it, because he's the one that wanted it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Sir, anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? I am going to recognize a person that's... I'm going to close the citizens' comment period if there's no one else wishing to speak. And we do have a distinguished guest here tonight with his family members. And maybe Alderman Wilhelm would be kind enough to join me, and even kinder to maybe read the proclamation. Well, there's a couple. Hi. This is Alderman Wilhelm. And these are, who are these people out here?
How about that, Anna and Greg Wilkowski?
They're the ones who raised you. How about a nice round of applause? I bet you're sort of proud of them, huh?
Very proud of him, yes. Okay, City of Franklin. Whereas the conferring of the Eagle Scout is the highest and most coveted rank that any municipality can bestow, we're less than 6% of all scouts in the United States. He achieved the rank of Eagle Scout on October 21st, 2012 by earning a total of 22 merit badges. Serving his troop in a number of leadership positions, including patrol leader, librarian, and summer camp leader. There was Nicholas dedicated approximately 144 service hours working with Eagle Scout service project that consisted of planning and constructing a trophy case for his church, for trophies and awards to display in view. And there was Nicholas family, friends, scouting leaders, other members of Boy Scout Troop 539 in the community. Are very proud of their achievements. Now, therefore, I, Thomas, the mayor, and this following person, of the City of Franklin, do hereby congratulate Nicholas Wilkowski on his outstanding achievement of becoming the Eagle Scout. Congratulations.
I'm going to say something, and if you'd like to say thanks to those two people out there.
Well, I just came from work. I work at McDonald's over on Boston, but I haven't really gotten much thought into the speech, but like, I'd just like to thank Mom and Dad for pushing me, because if they didn't push me, I would never have up to obtain the rank of Eagle Scout ever since, from being a little cub and at Pleasant View Kindergarten. I never thought I would come this far.
Okay, can I tell you something just before we give you another round of applause? All right, so this gentleman over here, I think he's about 39 now.
And, the guy with the bow tie.
Eagle Scout. He's also a legend as the one of the most acclaimed civil engineers in Wisconsin.
I was assistant scout master.
So
539.
You don't have to wear the bow tie though.
Yeah.
So how about another round of applause? For
Okay, next is item, let's see, minutes. Approval of the regular meeting of September 17th, 2013.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item is item D, public hearing regarding proposed amendments to Chapter 92.9 of the Municipal Code pertaining to impact fees upon land development pursuant to Chapter 66.0617 of the Wisconsin statutes to reduce impact fees for parks, playgrounds, and other recreational facilities. And I just, before we start, Mr. Liber, I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank one of the people that was instrumental in the construction of our current park system, for serving as its shepherd, for bringing forward a number of proposals that made all these parks come to fruition, and that's Phil Nickerson right here, chairman for 25 years of the Parks Commission. So how about a nice round of applause for Nick? Thank you, Phil. Ms. Liberta. Madam Clerk, you want to read a public notice?
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, October 1st, 2013 at 6:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding proposed amendments to Section 92-9 of the Municipal Code pertaining to impact fees upon land development pursuant to Section 66.0617 of the Wisconsin statutes. Proposed amendments are to reduce impact fees for parks, playgrounds, and other recreational facilities. Copies of a public facilities needs assessment prepared pursuant to Section 66.0617, parent 4 of the Wisconsin statutes, and a copy of the proposed ordinance are available for viewing in the office of the city clerk at Franklin City Hall during normal business hours. The proposed draft form ordinance is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the City of Franklin Common Council, including, but not limited to, revisions increasing or decreasing the aforementioned.
Mr. Liberta, do you have anything you'd like to say before I open it up for public hearing?
I would like to give a brief overview for the record so that it's,
sure,
it's clear the intended purpose and result of it. The purpose of the amendment is to update the original needs assessment to revise the land use, population development projections, and update the park impact fee project list, costs, and identify any new park projects or improvements that may be required due to the new development. In doing so, it incorporated the projects as included in the approved comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. That's the 2025 plan, I believe. The amendments are intended to allow the city to recover the costs related to serving new development within a reasonable amount of time and to reallocate costs based on the revised projections of development in each class of development, of park development. The amendment is supplementary to and intended to be read in conjunction with the 2002 impact fee study and the 2004 amendment, and this amendment follows the same format as prior amendments. This amendment is to act as an update to the public facility needs assessment for the park and recreation facilities. Primary changes that occurred that impact the results is the occupancy factor was adjusted to be current with estimates for the area, relying upon accurate estimates that I believe come from MMSD and sewer PAC. The It does include, in addition to what is in the adopted corp at the prior direction of the Common Council, the added cost in linear feet for the addition of a North Cape Road bike trail improvements, so that is included as well. The final conclusion is with the changes described above, the new park impact fee has eligible cost would be $10,750,220 between now and the year 2025. The current impact fee would go to $2,816 per single family dwelling, which is down $983 from the current fee. And it would be $1,942 per multifamily dwelling unit. It does rely upon population estimates that were consistent with what was used in the master plan and in the corp, and that the population estimates in the methodology expected for impact fee updates have a significant impact on the results. That is a summary with of what's in that impact fee, with the primary result being the impact fee for park and recreation would go down $983 on a single-family home.
All right. I'm going to open it up for a public hearing, and then after the public hearing, if the alderman wanted to ask questions or make statements, we'll do so. So with that, I'm going to open up item D1, public hearing regarding proposed amendment to Chapter 92.9 of the Municipal Code pertaining to impact fees upon land development, open for public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding item D1? Is there anyone here tonight wishing to speak regarding the public hearing on item D1? Yes, sir. If you could please state your name and address for the record.
Leroy Levandusky, 8830 West Winston Way. I object to lowering the impact fees because if you note in my neighborhood, I don't see any playgrounds. I don't see any playgrounds in your neighborhood. The quarry is the nearest playground, and the city hall playgrounds up here are the nearest playground. So if we're reducing impact fees, we got too much money for the playgrounds. We surely need something in these neighborhoods. We're lacking that, and yet we're reducing these impact fees. It doesn't make any sense. What's going on? I see these little boys running around with bicycles in my street, and they're running back and forth. That's a narrow street. Nobody teaches them what side of the road they should be on, left or right. They don't realize that when they ride a bike, the bike under city or state law stipulates that they're as responsible on a bike as they are as a car. You have to make your left turns, you have to make right turns. The little boys don't know that. And I think maybe the police department ought to have some training for these little boys. But going back to the parks, I disagree with cutting out the funds. If we got too much funds, there's all kinds of lands in my neighborhood. And Frank, Kaiser's land could have been purchased, and we could have had a park in that area. It would have been real nice. And you probably can still buy it from the person that bought it, but it's right next to the creek, wetlands and everything. But I just don't understand why we have people that don't have the vision that I do. Thank you.
Welcome. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing on item D1? Going once, going twice. Seeing no one coming forward, I'm going to close the public hearing. And at this time, any alderman or wishing to have a question or anything? Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, I have a question. I looked at the improvements in land acquisition on the entire item here, and I don't see Ken Wendell Park included in here in any way, shape, matter, or form. And I'm just wondering why that park was eliminated. That is the only park I have in the 6th District, and it's not in here. There's only one reference to it, but on the entire spreadsheet, it's not there outside of the page just before it. But throughout the entire report, there's nothing about Ken Wendell Park.
You know, Laverne.
And the park can use some improvements and should throughout the years. unfortunately, but fortunately, I have to say it both ways, that the Public Works Department uses half of that building as a storage shed for the equipment. Justifiably, yeah, they don't have to bring it all the way over from Ryan Road, but that building, and I've been there several times, would really be nice if it was fully used, but maybe in the future here we could look at something else being done to move that equipment out of there and really utilize that building, the old fire station. So it's got some nice amenities that are there. We got the tennis courts. We have the playground for the kids. We got a gazebo, and we've got some land around there. The trail, the Franklin Trail, ends there. And I've had some concerns with the care and the shrubs on there. I've a couple of residents that live along there said they'd like to have the brush cleaned out back further, which would make it a heck of a lot better. And that goes all the way down to St. Martin's. So that's one of my questions I have on here. And the second question is, I'm looking at, there's a Southwest Park land acquisition. Is that I am to assume, is that in the 6th District? Because it doesn't say that, but, you know, that's kind of hard. The Southwest District is pretty big. So give me an answer on a yes, no, or maybe, or what?
I'll take a first stab, and if Oren indicates that there's more, I'm going to invite Oren Sumwalt from the Planning Department up to fill in, because he was instrumental in development of the corp and in making sure, working with the consultants, so all the items in the corp made it into this. But I do see on page 34 of your packet, which is table 26 of the facility needs assessment, Ken Wendell Park listed with an anticipated total development cost of $242,000.
Table 26 you're talking about.
Table 26.
Yeah, that's the only place it's shown, Mark.
And then I guess, Oren, if you can fill in a little more about the corp's expectation for the Southwest plan, why don't you come up here to the table?
Yeah. I got to say, too, Oren does one heck of a great job and everything. Mark, so compliments to him.
Well, thank you. Oren Sumwalt from the Planning Department.
Do we need to widen the door now so you can get through?
The Southwest Park is proposed in the 6th District, Ken, you are correct. The Southwest Park is identified as a dot on a map with a service area. There's no particular piece of property in mind for that. There is a general area of the city, and it is generally north of Oakwood Road, near the existing Franklin Park development, which is a undeveloped county park that also contains a state-designated natural area. The concept for the park is that it would serve as a community-type park next to an existing regional park, so combined, the two would actually be a multi-community regional-type park. And that would be a place to grow the city's 4th of July celebrations and also develop amenities similar but on a larger scale than what we currently have here at Lions Lighting Park. Thank you. Just to follow up on the Ken Wendell Park, Ken Wendell was listed in the 2002 impact fee study to as a proposed park, essentially. It hadn't been developed yet. And that park is now pretty much completely developed to what it was planned to be. The capstone project was actually the Eagle Scout project that you're familiar with.
A little bit.
Which looks very nice, by the way. So that was essentially the last piece of development for that park, other than what is recommended in this update, which is the potential to have, the Parks Commission has been considering the potential to expand the facilities for tennis at that park, because it's been so popular. They're always busy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Alderman, you have anything else?
No.
Fine, Alderman Wilhelm?
This question is for probably Mr. Liberta. I noted on page 13, it's the memo from Rukert Milkey. Also address that. It talks about the footnote added to Table 20 to explain the significant changes in the community park type design standards versus the NRPA design standards, but it doesn't spell out what the NRPA, it doesn't spell those out. So although the footnote's added for explanation, it's not enough to explain to me what that means. So would you explain that?
Actually, I'd like to let Orrin answer that because he worked directly with the consultant in trying to get that table
That's
clarified.
A footnote on...
And that was the compromise that was worked out with the consultant.
Footnote to Table 20. That's on 24 in the council packets. I don't know if that's helpful. It's footnote 4.
I would say that the reason you're seeing such a large number there, the 12.5 versus 2.2, essentially the NRPA standards have a design standard of 2.2 for community parks. They do not have a standard for regional type parks. And we anticipate that this facility, if fully developed, would be at that scale of a regional type park. So that 12.5 figure being so high, one of the other reasons is that it includes the acreage for all of our special parks in addition to the regional parks to arrive at that particular standard, which is based on what the Corp proposes. The Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission does have a standard for regional parks, but that was not utilized for this update.
Okay, well, just back up to, as the memo doesn't say what NRPA is.
If I can add just a little bit more to that. Okay. So since this is an update to the original plan, Table 20 was in the original plan and needed to be updated, that regional plan was put in. So when, as staff, we saw a 12.5 versus a 2.2, we believed it needed some description to justify the deviation. And so the footnote was added, and the footnote then indicates that the comparison is not relevant to the circumstances of the city because of the difference in the park type. Mm-hmm. So that's why we had them to do it, because we were sort of boxed in by the prior tables of the report, the format of those prior tables. So that's why we had them add that footnote to explain that discrepancy.
Okay, and then I know in the 2002 court plan, it was trails were funded at $22 per linear foot. Do you know how that compares to the 59%? Is that, I'm hoping that's in our favor. I mean, $22 today is, you'd probably have to adjust that for inflation, but I
think you're, correct me if I'm wrong, Orrin, but I think you're comparing apples to oranges. The core plan, $22 was the development cost to install the trails. 59% is the impact fee.
No, that was from the park impact fee section.
Allocatable cost. Is that correct, or was the 22 the impact fee? Because I don't believe the original impact fee ordinance for parks had a separate classification for
trails. Let's just simplify it this way. Is this 59% method working better in our favor than the previous? Let's not even compare them. Let's just...
Yes, without a doubt, because the previous 2002 impact fee study did not have trails included.
We had that discussion earlier, and I disagreed with that because I have the copy of it at home, but we won't go into that. That answer was good enough.
And all of the ratios in the 2002 and 2000, the 2002 study were all smaller than 59%. So by breaking it out in this one, we... Rupert Mookie was able to have a greater percentage. So, yes, it's definitely...
I just said I was involved in the 2002 helping with Meehan lay out some of the trails over in that area, and we sat down together and made sure they were incorporated in that plan. And that was long before you were here, so you probably don't know the history of it all. And who knows what records are around since back in 2002, but that's how I know from going to the public hearing and being there and understanding that that was the intent of the ordinance when you put it together. So that was the only questions I had. Thank you.
Okay, for the record, Alderman Mayer has joined us. As he had mentioned last meeting, he was going to be a little bit late, so welcome. Any other questions by the council members? Any other concerns or statements? If not, if there's no objection, Alderman Skaronski?
I just have one. On the core plan here, there's one item on the MARP Woods Special Park. It's stretched out to 2024, and Alderman Taylor, it's in his district. I'm just questioning being stretched out. Is it necessary to put that money in and put it into Corp now? Because that's prime commercial property.
Our property?
Our property and Oakwood and 27.
The area contemplated for Marwood Special Park is actually the portion of that property that is natural resources. So it would be undevelopable land for commercial purposes anyways. So whether that gets protected as part of a private development, which would accomplish the goal, or as a city park, either way, that land will be placed in some type of conservancy.
But it doesn't say that here, so, you know.
Correct. I think the...
got to be a footnote to this or something.
The Corp does a better job of explaining the intent for Marwood Special Park.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, we did end the public hearing. If there's no objection, I'm going to turn to item G3 while it's still fresh on our minds and ask for a vote on the item. Do we have a recommended motion? Sorry, I didn't get my stuff in my... Mr. Liberta, are you asking for a recommended motion?
There is a motion on the council item, a motion to adopt an ordinance to amend 92.9 of the Municipal Code pertaining to impact fees for parks, playgrounds, and other recreational facilities. I would like to get...
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded under discussion, Mr. Liberta.
Just
and then
one other piece I would like to get on the record. If you look at the facility needs report, they do mention that we should consider revising the methodology by which the fee increases every year. I anticipate we'll look at that when, before the end of the year, we look at and bring back to you all of our other impact fees, and we'll change that methodology at the same time. So that sentence and statement that is in the recommendations of the consultant is not incorporated in this ordinance, but I do expect it will be addressed and brought back to you with all the other impact fees before the end of the year when that provision would actually next have effect.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm, under discussion.
I think we should probably add from page 14 in Rupert McKinney's letter the interpretation of the statutes to see if Table 2 is to include the interest accrued or not. That I didn't hear that addressed. So if that, I guess that would just be an add-on review by the and concurrence with the city attorney.
You want to amend the motion?
Add to the motion for the city attorney's review of Table 2 pertaining to interest accrued.
Why don't we, do you want to make an amendment to the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Is that, do you want to make a motion to that effect?
I'd like to make a motion to include attorney's review of Table 2 for the his interpretation of the interest accrued, if that should be included in the chart or not.
That necessary? I guess it's a question I would have.
But just let me ask if there's a second first. Is there a second?
I second it, I believe.
Okay. Alderman Taylor?
The question I would have is whether that amendment's necessary. I mean, and maybe some, Mark, you can answer.
Whether it's included in the motion or not, it is something that we intend to pursue so that we know before we get to that point, the middle of next year, that there isn't any risk that we're not in compliance. So, It is something that staff intends to pursue before then, so we're confident.
There, I guess.
Any further questions on the amendment? If not, all those in favor of the amendment, please signify by voting.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. On the main motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now return to the regular order of business. It's I just noticed Mr. Lucky is out there. The letter that you sent me is not on tonight's agenda, just in case you were here for that.
No, I understand.
Okay.
I got it
to the clerk yesterday, so I'll have to buy you a cup of coffee or something, whatever. My fault. Boards and commission appointments, Linda Ryan to the Community Development Authority.
So moved.
Second. And moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Mayor?
Yes. Alderman Wilhelm.
How long is that appointment for?
17.
Say
3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years. Whatever the ordinance calls for. Offhand, I don't have in front of me.
Good standard.
3?
Should be in there.
17.
Yeah, it says right on here. 8/30/17.
Oh, 4 years.
Yeah, I was going to say it should be in the packet.
4 years.
I'm asking to call to the attention of the council. It seems how you won't be here. I'm wondering if the council wants to tie those seats up for the next mayor. Just as a thought. So.
Okay. Names I'm putting forward, for those of you that may not know who Linda Ryan is. Linda Ryan was county supervisor, and she was the chairman of the Economic Development Commission for Milwaukee County. Many credit her with the success of the research park under her leadership. And she is also in the real estate business and has been instrumental in getting 27th Street corridor approved along with Alderman Taylor. So she is extremely well qualified.
Mayor, that wasn't on qualifications. That was on everyone in general, just for the council's information.
I understand.
Okay.
Alderman Taylor?
I mean, I'm looking at, the names on here, I think every name on this agenda tonight are outstanding individuals that are highly qualified. And, you know, there may be an election in April, but we can't just hold positions open for whoever is sitting in that chair. So we have to continue as normal on any appointments because we still have work of the city that needs to be done.
And I don't know, maybe, are you trying to get me to change my mind? Or?
Well, no, I thought that the new mayor wouldn't be able to make any appointments if they're still locked up.
Time, yeah.
So it's sort of like you are still sitting in the chair.
I think very highly of these people, but, so I may have to go fight for them.
If I still have the floor, Your Honor, what I would say is when the mayor took office, it was the same situation. Fred made appointments before he left, and that's going to always happen. And you have that crossover, and it happens.
Right, and we have this opportunity right now to agree with that procedure or not. So I just want to make sure.
Well, I think it's something that you have to continue doing what you're doing because you cannot leave positions open, or else you have quorum issues and then work doesn't get done. And we have a lot of important work that needs to be done the next 5-6 months. We have 7 months. We have 7 months, 6-7 months. So I understand what you're saying, but I think quality people have constantly come before us, and we have, for the most part, unanimously voted for almost every person besides maybe a handful in my 5.5 years up here. So that's just my insight.
Okay. Alderman Skrowski and then Alderman D'Andrea.
I agree in a point, but I think as a council, us sitting here, we must look for the most qualified person to do the job relevant of who's in office at the time. We may not be here. People change, but if we can get the qualified people that are that are residents of this community, that have a stake in this community, they live here, and their professionalism to help us out, because we all can't do this, that's what we should be looking at. Put the politics aside and look at the most qualified person. That's the way I feel. Thank you.
Alderman D'Andrea?
I guess I just want some clarification. Is the 4-year term, that's an ordinance that's set in, okay, so
ordinance.
What I believe Ms. Wilhelm was asking, okay, could it be less than a 4-year term? No.
City attorney, I don't believe so. But
statutory term is 4 years after the initial staggered terms. CDA was created by the City of Common Council circa 1992. Initial term of the law expired, so they're all 4 years.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. And I thought Alderman Wilhelm's question was the council has the ability of changing the ordinances. So.
Right. I'm fine with it. I just want to make sure it didn't go over anyone's head.
I think we have a motion. It's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Vandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilder. Aye. Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Aye. 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. I noticed you hesitated when I asked you that question about whether you wanted me to stay or not, so. It's okay. It's fine. the next name you have in front of you is Ed Holfer. For those of you that may not know him, Ed has served as on the school board, I believe. He's been the president of the Franklin Chamber of Commerce. He's in the steel housing business. He has been in the construction business for many years, and he is one of the strongest advocates for the city of Franklin that I know of.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
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 Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Next name you have in front of you is Paul Gow for the Parks Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded. By the way, the applications that are coming in with the people are just, I mean, I think we all know the talent that we have in this community, but just exceptional. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
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 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Philip Holweck. Am I pronouncing that correct?
Holweck.
Alderman Wilhelm. You should have his application in his file. Is there a motion to... This was a... Yes.
Second.
Any further discussion? Only that this is the name that Alderman Wilhelm forwarded to me for the Ford Franklin Committee. I looked at his application. It's just outstanding. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
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 Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. In the name of Bruce Konetsky for Ford Franklin Economic Development Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Aye.
Alderman
Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman
Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky. Aye. 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Just on the Ford Franklin Committee, because Alderman Taylor had also put a name forward, and all of you should have got reminders about trying to get names to me. The only reason I did not put that name forward for the moment is because that person is already serving in a very important capacity in the city. And outstanding again.
I put that name for the task force.
Oh.
For the task force.
For the task
force. Yeah, because it's obviously a short window and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's where I gave that name for.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put his name forward
okay.
next time.
Yeah.
Next name is Matthew Kuhl. I believe that Alderman Schmidt had recommended him for the task force. So.
And I'll make the motion to approve him.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Again, if you look at the gentleman's resume, it's just outstanding. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Taylor.
I would say, you know, we obviously had this group of people, some of them are brand new, you know, and willing to serve. And there are a lot more in this community that, you know, that we must know, that I'm sure we know or we'll get to know, that are going to be willing, because it may be some just at this time in their careers don't want to do this work, but we have so many talented people in this community that are in the upper echelons of their corporations or companies or their business owners. So all you got to do is dig a little bit, and you know, since our meeting a month ago, you can just see some of the names that are on here. So I think if we all just work a little harder, we can fill some of these positions with real quality people.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at the people you just appointed. Most corporations would be thrilled to death to have these people on their board of directors. So, Alderman Wilhelm?
How many more task force members do we need to pull?
Well, I've got one so far.
Two.
I appointed Alderman Dandria and Alderman, Craig Haskins.
And now Matt Kuhl.
Yeah, that's my first aldermanic position, I believe.
One aldermanic position, then, so you have... Kuhl and Haskins, and then if you put the one that I, that'd be, you'd have four people.
Okay.
Correct.
right. But
how many members is the committee? Was there a limit?
Well, it was one from every aldermanic district, including an aldermanic representative and the chairman of the Ford Franklin Committee.
So you need another name, correct? Alderman Daniel.
Yeah, I think there was a total of 7 members on
the. I'll work on that.
We need 3 people.
So we're moving forward.
All right.
Now, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I mean, you've got a gentleman like Ed Holfer on here, I mean, who would definitely, could he also serve on, if we would add, or to
serve
ask
on two committees?
Yeah, if you look at the history of the city, you'll see that in the past, you had several individuals that served on a whole bunch of committees and boards and commissions, but the council at that time started to say, hey, you know, let's give other people a chance and all that. But, yeah, the answer is yes.
He'd be great on the task force.
Well, I remember, I mean, some of the criteria was to have prior experience with the academic and the CDA areas. So
that'd be good on there. Yeah. That'd be good.
I'm using that term 60 times now. So.
Yeah, that'd be good to have him on
there. Get
it. Someone from the CDA.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Sure. Okay, thanks.
And we're on a roll.
All right. Let's see. And I noticed a very successful meeting last night. No tomatoes were thrown, no tomato stains, so that's pretty good. Letters and petitions, reports and recommendations, although Jack's wearing a bow tie today, and I don't understand that. But.
Nobody gets it.
Item G1, ordinance creating section 167-9 of the Franklin Municipal Code prohibiting child sex offenders from participating in public holiday celebrations. Children.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Chief Oliva, I don't know, you have this effect every time you come in.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Be silent. It's going to be good.
Well, take the order. Take the order.
This doesn't happen when the sheriff comes in.
No.
I don't have the same terms for you that he has for me.
Okay. So, Alderman Wilhelm.
I have a wording on the third whereas down. I'm wondering if the police chief would be okay with striking the word from and making it participate, because right now it is actually almost like a double negative or something. The police chief is concerned about the safety of having non-supervised sex offenders from participating in these activities. So it would be having non-supervised child sex offenders participating in these activities. So you're concerned about them participating in the activities, not concerned about them from participating in those activities, would be the correct verbiage, I believe.
I notice you're looking at the city attorney. Probably helped a great deal in the crafting of it. So the city attorney, any problem?
Actually, the assistant city attorney wrote it, and I'm okay with
the strike. Okay. Chief? All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded with that change.
Yes.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, Chief, and your staff for bringing that item forward for us. You get to leave now? Well, that doesn't seem fair. So. Item 2, donations. You have items A and B. Is there any requests for separate?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item 4, resolution conditionally approving a 4-lot certified survey map being a redivision of lot 1 of certified survey map number 8000 being a redivision of parcel 1 of certified survey map number 5762 certified survey map number 377 and lands in the southwest 1/4 and northwest 1/4 of southeast 1/4 of section 8 town 5 north range 21 east in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Never tires of being able to state those motions. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 5.
Item 5. I have a adjusted resolution that shows the. And you know what I was talking about last night about the alderman's budget and wishing I had more budget for ink. I'm sorry, but I ran out of ink, so.
Is this in crayon?
How lucky.
Well, it appears we have the trail. The staff has worked diligently to get it to this point. We have good news. Mr. Romeis and Mr. Bennett have come through with their parts. They've got the bid. We're ready. We can award the bid. The issue we have was several outstanding permits on this. So those have, for the most part, been cleaned up. Did I accidentally pass off the DNR, all the emails that I had?
No, I got. I mean, I have one that's stapled, and I have one that's not stapled. I mean, what do we got here?
I only have one.
I got the stapled.
It should be the one that's not stapled. That was just an extra one for me.
All right.
So, and actually, it was for the clerk or someone. But I had all the emails from all the permitting agencies as part of this. So I don't know where they ended up here, but.
One on the second page has colored words.
Right. The one that is in color
are
the changes to the original resolution. So rather than try to say strike this, do this, I thought I would just give it to you and then do the striking out. And then the other one is the actual clean one and how it would look clean.
Oh, okay.
The only the blue wording is changed from the original, and the words that are in italicized are actual words that were still in there, but it's just changed the meaning, but the words are still there. So it starts off with the 5th whereas, and it changed from that there were no Army Corps permits or archaeological to, and I changed the language to do the actual SHPO office. The staff has applied for, and Army Corps instead of Army Corps of Engineers wetland permit, and the required State Historic Preservation Office SHPO concurrence under Section 106, which have both been received. And so that's a change from there where it says they have not been received. The next one down is probably the biggest meat of the resolution change, and this is the DNR permit. Whereas the project is funded by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and I made that point because if they're funding the project, they're going to give us the permit. I mean, it's just, they wouldn't have that and then not do that. With a trail location that's based on a compliant alternative in concurrence with the applicable regulations as suggested by the permitting agencies, and staff has applied to the DNR for the WPDES stormwater permits, which Mr. Bennett has confirmed they've been received, which have been granted, and a WDNR recreational trail grant general permit, which is that GP, which is pending clearance of a check covering the permit fee. So I spoke with the Corps. They're all set. They needed two things to drop that in the mail to us. One was some design of the bridge, which Mr. Bennett did provide, and he probably gave them more than enough for their files on that one, so they seem to be okay with that. And and that was just for file compliance, just as a reference for their file. It wasn't a thing that was a break, make or break on that. And then the other item in the email stated that they needed the check, something, a little glitch in the check process. The check was mailed again for the second time or, I don't know, third time.
The DNR lost the file. Checked on that.
So, or it was never received. We don't really know, but the first check, we would have been all set, but somehow the check didn't get
did,
there.
No, we so. Did check on that today. The DNR lost the file.
How do they know if they lost it if they never?
Checked with the planning manager. Just so it's clear.
How do you know if you lose it if you don't know if you've ever got it? I guess that was what I was. But that's fine. I don't want to get into that. So we're all set with those. So then the next one is where staff recommends awards of the bids to the lower bidder to Western Contract. That's all the same. Subject to the WD and our recreational trail general permit, awaiting the permit fee. And then the last one. Still puts on the contingency that it's authorized to execute on behalf of the city after the city has received the general permit that meets the standards of the grant. So that takes care of all the outstanding issues. The only other issue is the city's own special exception process. I believe this would probably be one of the few special exceptions that actually the permits were in place before the special exception. So,
does staff have a chance to look at the amendments prior to tonight's meeting?
That's why I fully typed them up and highlighted them and made it very clear. I think that it's pretty obvious. We all know their permits, so that we're basically just changing language, saying instead of we haven't gotten their permits to we have got their permits. So that's pretty much it, except I did make a little correction on the archaeological investigation and changed that to the SHPO, which is actually what the permit is, a concurrence with the SHPO. Other than that, the language, and I did go out of my way to add the other permit, since we did write a check for that, for the WPDS stormwater permit, so that one was included for more clarity. So if there's any question about the check on that one. So with that, I don't see any other outstanding issues. Staff's worked really hard to get to this point. We still can't get this going because we still have to pass our own special exception. On Thursday, the Plan Commission will take that up. That's the one that's been through the Environmental Commission and approved twice now. It's been in the public notice twice now, mailings twice, paper five times. So we should probably be covered. I think we beat this to death pretty well. So
that's your motion.
I would like to award the bid. If there's no objections, I don't see what.
Is that your motion I'm asking?
Yes. Well, I actually have a motion right now here.
Yeah, let me, Alderman Wilhelm has the floor. Let her make her motion.
I move to direct the administrator to, let's see, that's actually not the right one. No, hang on. I was going to add that as a second motion. I move to approve a resolution awarding the bid to the lowest bidder for the installation of the Victory Creek Bituminous Trail, beginning at the intersection of West Victory Creek Drive and Southbridge Street and ending at 4,500 block of West Marquette Avenue to the who's the contractor in here? To Western Contractors for the amount of
$193,175. Your second?
$195.
And that was your second?
As amended, yeah.
Mr. Bennett.
Just want to point out that we had to make a change for the trail from what we had presented prior. There is an Indian encampment.
You're not supposed to give that location away. That's private.
Mound here. And I met with the archaeologist out in the field, and they actually staked out the trail to skirt that archaeological find. So we needed to do this to get an archaeological approval. So we bent it out exactly where they recommended. And, you know, like any of us good Boy Scouts that went camping, you'd always camp on top of a little hill, and that's what the Indians did.
What'd they find?
And they found
chert.
Relics of the Indians. Yes.
They found pieces of chert, which are basically pieces of arrowhead, so they downgraded it from a higher priority site to a lower priority based on there. So it was a higher level, and now it's less than that at this point. So you're probably not going to find a whole lot. They did a lot of digging and prodding out there.
That information is subject to open records, right?
No, it is not. It is not. That's why you're really not supposed to show locations of those.
Yes, it is
in
now.
The public.
I've got my tools.
No, SHPO clearance is not a public...
Just thinking that the public would probably want to know.
Well, you could put a little sign up somewhere at the beginning of the trail saying that there was an encampment here.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't have to say where.
Yeah. Well,
it'd be kind of interesting.
I go up to Wyalusing State Park, and people take great, great pride.
Right.
And also the trails are put in such a manner so that it enhances the property.
Yeah.
But
that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I
don't know that we're subject to anybody putting a muzzle on us.
Right, right. So I agree.
Last time I checked.
I think as long as you
Alderman Skowronski?
I haven't heard city attorney. All the Alderman Wilhelm's corrections are, is that legalese okay and to make sure everything is correct and what she's saying there? I haven't heard from the city attorney. Normally, he gives a wisdom on yes or no.
You're yes. Jack too, and
yes.
The city attorney? Okay.
The city attorney,
is the suggestions and everything that's the motion made by
the colored stuff.
Alderman Wilhelm going to accomplish the task that
the
council
did a good
wants
job.
To accomplish?
Well, Alderman Wilhelm mentioned, quote, only other issue, close quote, is, quote, city's own permit, close quote, which has not been reached to conclusion and point of recommendation by the City of Franklin Plan Commission, which one anticipates will occur this Thursday at the continued public hearing. And there is a special meeting set up for next Monday for the entirety of these purposes, whereby the anticipation, comma, if approved, with regard to the city permit, there would be no conditions whatsoever in the resolution a week from yesterday at the quorum said they would be there coming council meeting. But as long as the council's aware of that, the council makes its own decisions. But somebody might say, exception. And it's in the action sheet. Alderman mentioned it, but just so you know.
Just on the question from Alderman Skowronski, the motion that was made by Alderman Wilhelm, is that, are you okay with that as the city engineer?
From an engineering standpoint, we don't have any problem with that. I think Jesse's got a technical problem, but except for that, no.
Alderman Skowronski, you have the floor.
No, I just wanted to ask those questions because otherwise, you'll beat us up if we're not doing anything here. Gets us in the back room here, and we come up bloody.
Well, and this is a city trail.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not for the school district or for certain individuals. This is on behalf of all the people of the city of Franklin. So.
Right. Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm had her hand up, and Alderman Mayor. Okay,
well,
Alderman Mayor.
I'll yield the floor to them.
Last thing I want to do is hold this thing up.
Right.
But based on what we heard tonight, I think we should put up some kind of a sign there about that historical Indian find. Not necessarily right there where it is, but something at the entrance saying these lands, and then do some research into who was actually there and what years it was, and this was an encampment somewhere between the years of whatever and possible Native Americans that were there. I think we should definitely recognize that somehow there.
Maybe you could give a call to Judge Schellinger. Alderman Wilhelm?
Yes, I would be more than happy to, as the representative on the Park Commission, to automatic rep on the Park Commission, we could take that up for signage with DPW and have that part of the agenda.
I've talked to the Indian School.
Okay, I think we got a motion on the floor.
Yep.
It was
seconded. Yep.
There was a little bit of an amendment to it. The second said fine.
I will add to my motion subject to the review of the city attorney for minor technical corrections.
Okay. I have to ask the second. Once again, that would be Alderman Schmidt, if that's A-okay with you.
I will second the amendment to the amended motion.
All right, then. Well, fine. Okay. City Attorney?
Just wondering what whether or not minor technical corrections does not include adding a condition for the city's permit.
No, because the city's permit would be outside of that, and I just want you to make sure there's not like some legal typo or something that I missed. And I hope you have a copy of the one that actually printed out before I ran out of ink versus the the other one. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think everybody wants to see this.
We should all be excited.
I am.
I just want to know.
Yeah, we're going to get it off the table.
I just want to off our agendas. That's all I want. I want to hear about this anymore. I want it done.
Well, I mean, everybody loves the Oak Leaf Bike Trail, and this is going to be enjoyed by all 35,000 citizens.
Wonderful.
It's terrific.
Bring your shovels and buckets.
Yep. Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? I have six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman?
I have.
Wilhelm?
Okay. I had a second motion, motion to direct the minister. The motion for the director of administration to assure all permits, fees, and notices related to the Victory Creek Pleasant View Trail project received the proper signatures. I'm sorry, I'm really stumbling on this. That they received the proper signatures and are returned in a manner to be received prior to the stated deadlines. And I guess Mr. Bennett will be overseeing the contract. So should I read that again? Because I kind of stumbled through it a little bit.
Yes.
Motion for the Director of Administration to assure all permits, fees, and notices related to the Victory Creek Pleasant View Trail project receive proper signatures and are returned in a manner to be received prior to the stated deadlines. Just for clarification on what this is about, the Army Corps permit needs to be signed and returned by the mayor in 10 days. It needs to be acknowledged. So I just want someone to make sure they're overseeing all those documents that need to be, so that it doesn't fall through, since no one knows who's doing what. So
actually, that works very well, because I have just told Mr. Deedle in the last week or so, because of transitional issues, that so that we have a smooth transition, that he should start to coordinate more and more once again with Mr. Liberta on issues. So that works very well. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Do you have anything?
Another long-winded one, though?
Anything, you, Mr. Liberta's last chance.
I have one more thing to add.
Oh, no.
I just want to thank everyone for all their hard work and making this project get to this point, and it's the council members up here going through this, and staff, and specifically Nick Foots, who if he hadn't worked on the application and put all the documents in with the grant wording, all of that would have never made it to the DNR for the grant to be awarded in the first place. So special thanks to
So we have
staff.
A motion on the floor has been seconded. Alderman Schmidt.
I'm just wondering if that 10-day trial period starts with the beginning of tonight's meeting, that you don't run out of time before.
Is that another motion?
No. Don't even start.
Right, there's a motion that's been made and then seconded. And any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Let's try it again. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Oh, no.
Mr. City Attorney.
Procedural question. There is a special meeting, which has already been noticed, with all copies of the agenda being the notice to all of the Common Council members delivered. And I understand that one of the two items on that agenda has already been acted upon. The other item is the natural resource special exception. The question is that meeting still on?
For Monday?
Yes.
You're asking me, do I want another meeting? No. I would say yes.
The question is posed to the Common Council, I guess, and the mayor. The mayor called it.
I would say yes.
Okay.
Any objection? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I don't know if we can get the people there for Thursday night. We would just get it done and over with, and that would give staff 6 more days on the contract. 6 more days to get it going. Delaying it till Monday puts us out 6 more days. Just
my contract has been awarded.
Right. Well, I mean
my understanding is that we are trying to get this done, and you're trying to get it done quickly, but the grant, actually, the timeline on it is like 2015, isn't it?
Well, no.
We need as much good weather as we can get, and the earlier we start, the more likely we're to have good weather, because this is a chancy time of the year.
I don't like calling special council meetings at all, because I know you don't like them either. And so I called one for Monday. I'm planning on being there, and I think some other people have had conflicts with Thursday meeting.
Well, if there's no objection, that whole they can start doing tracking padding contingent upon this. They don't impact that area, and then you could just do the special exception with the regular council meeting if you wanted to. I think that's
what's before us. I don't know. I mean,
well, the last issue on that is the city's own special exception. We could have had it, but there was a problem with how it was posted with the public hearing, even though it was in the paper five times and did 400 mailings, and so there was a glitch in the system. Somebody missed it. I don't know.
We've awarded bids. We will start with the project. Our intent was, if we had some delay in getting the Department of Natural Resources permit, we would work in areas that weren't in the permit area. And there's only a very small portion of the trail that needs a DNR or, very frankly, the City of Franklin exception, except you're kind of committed to the project. But as long as you awarded bids, we will proceed. And we'll just keep them out of the areas that we need a special exception and a DNR wetlands permit until we get those resolved. And we don't expect the contractor's got to get bid bond, got to get his performance bonds in. We have to have a pre-construction meeting. So we're hoping that he could actually get started by the 8th. But we can work outside those others as long as the council realizes there's some risk in doing this, because if for some reason DNR wouldn't give us a permit, we've already started the project and we could be...
They've already said all they're waiting on two things.
The risk is almost nil.
Right, exactly, especially because it's their project. And are we going to deny ourselves our own special exception that's been passed by the Environmental Commission twice and put in the paper? And, that just sounds kind of crazy.
We would start.
Yeah, and I just a last note on this, and that's that I have to actually have somebody contact Alderman Taylor about a bike path over by in your district. I just got a call on that, and as much as all of us wanted to see that completed, there's apparently some problems with it. So the last thing we want to have happen here is you don't want to rush to the point where you do something wrong or it goes over a wetland. And I mean, we're going to have kids traveling on this path, so we want to move it as quickly as possible, but you also want to do it so that it's prudently done and professionally done.
We're putting our faith in Mr. Bennett.
Well, I think that's a good thing to do, because he's one of the best.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
This motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify. Oh, we did the motion.
We did, yeah.
Did we do the second?
Yeah.
We're good then.
Other one?
Okay. No more, please.
All right. Kidoke. We are on item 6, provide direction to Wisconsin Department of Transportation relative to the width of sidewalk on South 27th Street and if the existing utilities are placed underground between West College Avenue and West Drexel Avenue. I thought the council had already taken action upon the...
No, they did not take action at the last...
About burying the cables? They did not. Okay.
I thought we did.
I thought we did a long time ago.
It was on the agenda, and the council did not take any action. I have finally met and got estimates from all three utilities, and it actually has come in a little bit lower than we had anticipated. It looks like $1.9 million. I understand all that is in with the TIF borrowing and within the TIF project plan that's going to have the final meeting on. This is not a commitment for the funds. This is a design commitment. They need to know if it's going to be underground. The simple reason is they won't put the underground in the right-of-way, but they would put the poles in the right-of-way. So they have to know if the poles are going to be in the right-of-way, and it depends on how the facilities are designed, because they have to make room for the poles if they're going to be in the right-of-way. So that's why DOT needs to know, and they're in the final phases of
of design, because it's supposed to be bid out and built in 2015. It was originally 2017, and this is the one project they moved ahead. All the others they moved back. And then they need to know on the sidewalk, and I guess our recommendation is that you should have wider sidewalks in for future commercial in the area, and we suggest you mimic what Oak Creek is doing. Cut down the sidewalk north of Minnesota to 6 feet. That'd be 1 foot wider than normal. And then either have an 8 or 10 foot sidewalk in front of Northwestern Mutual. There's a possible hotel that's been talking about going in for the YMCA property. And if that goes in, there could be quite a few people walking up to the shopping centers and all. So we suggest we mimic what Oak Creek. We've worked on this since 2003 as a joint project, working, I don't know how many meetings we've had with the Oak Creek Task Force and the Franklin Task Force.
A lot.
And that's a lot. And we've, unfortunately, it's been so long, almost all the people who started working on this are not on the, I think Alderman Skronsky is the only person in 2003 that we started with. And
it's still here.
Alderman Olson was kind of a mover and shaker in this, and it's on now too. So, but this is pretty much what was agreed upon for the committee. So that's what we recommend. We need to tell the state if you don't act on this, I'm going to just have to tell the state do what you want to do, because okay, they have to make some decisions.
Before I turn it over to Alderman Wilhelm, first of all, my recollection is when you brought this in the last time, the Board of Review for the TIF district had not yet finalized its actions. So there was really no dollars. There was potential dollars, but the TIF extension was not agreed upon or approved. Second question I have, and maybe this same one Alderman Wilhelm is going to bring up, I don't know that I necessarily agree that the sidewalk should be widened. I thought that I had spoken to you about that. Have the business owners been surveyed to find out what they want? I mean, this is going to greatly impact their lives.
They have over the years, they've met with the abutting property owners, and they have had the two things. The one thing that came out really clear with most of the owners is the underground electric. They think that's the number one thing. But they have met with the owners, and the owners have indicated that a wider sidewalk is preferred. At the meetings with DOT, it was presented as the wider sidewalks. I don't particularly have a preference myself, but
the DOT people met with the business owners?
Yes.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm?
A couple times.
Well, I did hear from people that encouraging people walking pedestrian access actually helps their business. So my only thought was it seems like it's a little backwards based on population. We have the widest part down where there's no population, and we don't know when that will actually be up to the population on the front end, and that's where the 6-foot sidewalk is where the most population is. But we just heard tonight that Mr. Bennett's our expert. And Mr. Bennett, what are you, if you had to make a recommendation, it's right here, you're recommending a motion that's suggested here, correct?
Yes, we started out working with Oak Creek for the last 10 years as a joint project, and I think we should finish working with Oak Creek.
So you believe this is a sound idea? If this motion was made with the language for the cost to be covered by the TIF, would that be appropriate?
Yes, but you're really giving direction for design. You will get a program agreement in the future. If you wish to change your mind, even at that time, you could, because you're not committing the cost. You're asking them, telling them you would like the design this way. They will give you a program agreement that will be before the council, that will be a commitment to pay for this in the future. And at that time, you can say, you know, we might have a new council, who knows? At that time they may say, gee, we don't want the council. We don't want to go underground. Oh, that would probably throw a wrench in the project a little bit. But this is not a commitment for financing.
Okay. But it is, it's a political motion.
It's so a direction of the way you want to go. And it would upset the apple cart at the last minute you change your mind.
Right. I know that I heard after the last meeting there was a lot of disappointment that we didn't take action, and it's caused a little bit of wrinkle in the process with the DOT. I understand the pinch you're in, and I think that your expertise on this issue should be considered. I guess before I make any motion, I'll let the rest of the council speak.
I think Alderman Taylor had his hand up next. Alderman Skronsky, Alderman Dandria, and then Alderman Mayer.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, first off, there should be two motions here, two separate issues. One of them is the power lines. The other one is the sidewalk, not tying them together. Because I thought last time we this was here, it was almost unanimous that we all said, let's bury them. So I'll make a motion to do that first and get that out of the way. So that's my motion.
But right, moved and seconded to bury the overhead cables at the cost cited in the...
Right, and then 10% Oak Creek is covering.
Right.
Per agreement. All right. Okay, that's the motion.
All right. Any further discussion on that? Alderman Wilhelm?
No, right. Next motion.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. On the sidewalks?
On the sidewalks, you know, I still have a tough time envisioning that much foot traffic. I really do. And is, Jack, on the road improvements, is there going to be a bike lane on 27th Street? So if people are biking, they're going to be biking on 27th Street. If people are going to be walking, they're going to be walking on the sidewalk. If you have two people with strollers walking at each other, they can get past each other on 5 feet, 6 feet. You know, I just don't know why a business would say I'd rather, like Northwestern Mutual, when they have walking trails all around their campus. I don't see why they would want 10 feet. I'm trying to figure out what businesses are coming forward saying we want larger sidewalks. For some reason, Oak Creek is doing in some portion, and I happen to agree with Alderman Wilhelm. It seems like it's reversed, that where there is more traffic, you want it wider compared to. So it's like opposite land or something on 27th Street. So what is the desire of businesses? Why do they care whether it's larger or smaller, considering that the biking will occur, if there is biking next to traffic that's going 55 miles an hour? That's what the traffic is. I mean, that's what I'm doing. So
you won't kick kids on a bike.
Yeah. Well, but where it's 45. It's 45. No, it's 45.
35 there.
Where's the chief?
45.
North of Minnesota is 35.
It's 40 from college. And I'm not going 55 down that stretch, but from college to Minnesota, it's 40, and then it switches to 45.
Hey, stay ahead. You can self-incrimination.
So, anyways, the point is I just can't figure out why businesses would want it when you're going to have biking on 27th Street, which I don't know why people would bike on 27th Street. That's all.
Alderman Skronsky,
is there an answer
Alderman
to that?
Dandria, anybody? And Alderman Mayer.
If I remember right, there was a lot of discussion with NHTB and everything else on this particular one. I can't see having any bike lanes on that road. Are we going to be going 50?
They have to, though.
Well, let me finish. Because I got problems in my district when there are no bike lanes and people are going way beyond the speed. The reason for, and we talked, was 8 feet wide, which would encourage the people, and the bikes could go on that and pass with people with buggies and going back and forth. Anybody that works at Northwestern Mutual, they are not going to go on those sidewalks. This is for the general public that will go on those, and it was 8 feet wide, consistent all the way down, especially in this area, and that was talked for a long time on that particular area. 10 feet is way too much. I mean, you don't need it. 8 foot wide, if you had to get something on there, you can do it, but it would give you enough reverse transportation between north and south going on an 8 foot path or sidewalk or however you want to call it. But I'll tell you one thing, even though they're going to put this on, I was deadly against any bicycle traffic on that road going 45, 55 miles an hour, because if they post it at 50, they're going to go 55 to 60. And all of us are grown up enough to know that, and we all probably do it. We push the 5 mile an hour over the top. And that is dangerous, and I don't care how you cut it, because I sure as hell want to have anybody that I would know to go on that road biking on a 50 or 55 mile an hour, because you can get the semis to go through there and the draft of the truck will turn you upside down. And Alderman Mayor will know that, being in the fire department.
Well, as I understand it, we separated the two issues, the overhead barreling. Where do you stand on the sidewalks and the widening of the sidewalks?
I would say my vote would be no more than 8 feet. Yes, thank you.
Alderman Dandrea and then Alderman Mayor.
You know, in regards to the sidewalks, that's where I had the biggest problem. My wife is an avid bike rider, and she's on the roads, and she's on Rawson to Drexel,
faster today
on 27th Street, and she can go faster on a bike than some people drive. She's going 30 miles an hour on her bike on a straightaway.
I understand it.
You know, the avid riders, there's going to be two bike lanes on each side, going south and going north. To have a wider path, and NML is just putting their new sign up there. I think some of these sidewalks are going to interfere with the new sign that they're putting up there and investing probably close to $50,000 into. I would side with a smaller sidewalk. I don't see the traffic. You know, and they say, if you build it, they shall come. No, the business, those businesses and the development on 27th Street that is targeted for higher-end office development is not going to bring the family-type concept out there. I would steer toward a smaller sidewalk. I'd go with a 6-foot sidewalk.
Alderman Mayor?
Yeah, I like 6-foot sidewalk, too. I'm going to take a little bit different perspective here, and I know it's been an age-old discussion that's come up before, but all of these improvements are to improve the property value along that stretch, which is going to improve tax revenue for the city. On the Oak Creek side, the city of Oak Creek reaps the benefits of that, as does the Oak Creek-Franklin School District. On the Franklin side, city of Franklin reaps the benefits of it, but so does the Oak Creek-Franklin School District. I'd like to see Oak Creek-Franklin School District put a proportion of the investment into this with us. Otherwise, I would go with 6-foot sidewalks.
Yeah.
All right,
for 6 feet.
Alderman Wilhelm?
6 feet for me.
Mr. Bennett, how long is this? It's not supposed to start to 2015, and it would probably be 2017 then. but how long is this walkway expected to last if they put it in? What's the estimated time?
30 years.
Okay. So we're not talking about the traffic today. We're talking about 30 years from now. I might not even be here. A lot of us might not even be here. So, you know, I think we're being just a little short-sighted if we just stick with 6. And Oak Creek, you know, to me, it shows us up that I'm going to go over there. If I want to ride and mix with traffic, you know, when we were doing this trail, the guy from MMC wanted it 12 feet. As he said, you're going to have conflicts on that. I'm personally not going to be a person who would ride a bike on the highway. I'm not an avid bike rider, and I'm not safe on the highway. I would be on the walkway. I would be the one who'd have to go like this around someone with the bike carriage. I want a little extra room to feel safe when I do that. And if we're going to have the ability to do this by TIF, with TIF funding, I agree with Alderman Skronsky. The compromise is the 8 feet. 6 might be a little small. 10 might be a little big. 8 puts us in a compromise on both sides. And you know what they say about compromise: when nobody's happy, then you've probably reached it. So I would support the 8 as a balance to this whole issue, so Mr. Bennett can get on with and he's suggesting the 10 on here, so I'm not
right,
your expert.
Alderman Taylor, Alderman Mayer, Alderman Skronsky.
Well, number 7 is my favorite number, so I mean, we could really go in the center if we wanted to go that way. But here's the thing. You take a look where the growth is going to occur. The growth is going to occur where I live. I mean, we're talking next to Northwestern Mutual. If there's a hotel, you know, those people are not walking north up to the, and I don't see anybody walking across the street to Oak Creek to walk where it's wider. That's not going to happen. They have to cross 27th Street. I don't see a lot of biking because for people that live in the residential area where I live, there are plenty of places to bike going west where you don't have to deal with a bunch of traffic. And people in that area where I live are not going to walk all the way up to Walmart. They're not going to do it. They're going to get in their car like everyone else. So, you know, in front of these business, yeah, this is there for 30 years, but if you take a look, if it's high-end office, those people are driving to work, they're working, and they're coming home. If they have an hour lunch break, they're not going to spend 40 minutes walking. So we have to realize that. So I'm going to make a motion just to get this over with, and whether it fails or 6 feet across from start to finish. Now, down the road, where you actually have more residential mixed in, let's say from Drexel south all the way to county line, depending on what type of developments, maybe that's where there's, it's 8 feet. But that's 10, 15, 20 years from now, maybe, when they start, when they, you know, take a shot at that. We don't have to have it all the same. And, you know, we have a recommendation. When you look at Oak Creek, I'm confused why it isn't flipped, why it's not wider at the top. So they have some explaining to do to me to why that makes sense.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you.
It's been moved and seconded. I think it was Alderman Skronsky and Alderman Mayer.
Yeah, if we had our crystal ball here to know exactly what's going to happen down 27th Street, I think we'd be in good shape. We could make our decisions. The problem is if you propose the 8-foot walk and you have it on the plan and the right of way for it, you can always shrink it, but as sure as hell you're never going to expand it, because you know how people are. They don't want any of their land taken, and I know I'm going to have some of that down North Cape Road, because most people don't understand where the heck their lot line is. So, 8 feet, I think, because I talk with the Bike Federation also, and they have a lot to say about biking and the biking industry. You have a 3-foot bike lane. I have very rarely not seen people in that 3-foot bike lane. Plus, according to the transportation, you're supposed to give another 3 feet, which means you're 6 feet off that curb at the stayaway. And with heavy traffic, that being the alternate route of 94, you're going to get heavy traffic, special traffic, and everything going through there. And I'll be very honest with you, there are very, very few cyclists that pay attention to what's behind them. They really don't. There are some that are really good, because coming down my street, I have on Sunday and Saturday, I have cyclists that are 6 wide. And these are the professional bikers, and those are the guys you think that would know the rules, pay attention, and that's a fact. And I'm not going to drag this on, but that's reality. I see it all the time on my street, and that's just a rural road. So that's enough said.
Alderman Mayer, Alderman Wilhelm, and then let's try and wrap it up.
Okay, I'll be very brief on this. The bike path is going to go in alongside the street. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about the sidewalk right now. And you look anywhere in the city, when people pass on the sidewalk, you don't build a sidewalk the maximum width that is going to carry all the people that are ever going to walk on there. People are say, excuse me, and you pass next to each other. I see no reason why this doesn't need to be the same way. It doesn't have to be made to a maximum width to accommodate everybody that will ever walk there. 6 feet, I think.
Hey, Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I think Alderman Skronsky made a great point. You let the DOT negotiate the right-of-way. You can always put in something, but if you don't get it now, you're not going to get it. You're going to lock this city's ability to ever have that. I just think, again, you know, we really need to be thinking about the future. We're up here supposed to be planning the community, and I just don't get why we're arguing over, well, he's saying, Alderman Skronsky says 2 feet. We're arguing over 2 feet that, we would have the flexibility.
That's 2 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going down the wrong path. And as far as the trail on the side of the road, it's not a trail. It's just another lane. which when you know when what happens when you come up to a turn, the bikes and the cars are both sharing the same lane. It's not a trail. We're talking about making a pedestrian access way on the side of the road. We don't know what the future of that whole area is going to bring. There may be a time when we will want the right-of-way. We would wish we had the right-of-way. Who made the decisions on making this so small now we can't put in this? Redevelopment, things change. My district is already seeing redevelopment. We're already seeing a lot of redevelopment in the 3rd District. So it's the most populated, densely populated, close together and area. And wait till that happens in your area. Right now you have a lot of land. It's a little different in the 3rd District.
Alderman Taylor and then Alderman D'Andrea.
And then the mayor.
Mayor.
Real quick, I don't see people biking now. Okay?
It's not safe.
Taylor, you have the floor.
This is not Madison, all right? I was in Madison, around the Capitol, staying at the concourse for 2 nights just a week and a half ago. And there you have larger sidewalks. There you have bike lanes in the middle of the square driving around it because you have students. This is 27th Street where people are going 55 miles an hour. People aren't biking now. They're not. Okay, and we're going to build more and put more traffic on there. People want to bike and enjoy scenery, not cars whizzing by. We're talking about a sidewalk where people walk. If someone wants to take their bike and go on that sidewalk, guess what? You come up against somebody, drive on the grass. That's your responsibility because you shouldn't be there. Simple as that. 6 feet.
Alderman D'Andrea.
You know, I've got an office that oversees 27th Street between College and Rawson. I see very few people biking on it, and I see very few people walking on this existing sidewalk that is 5 feet. Well, you know, the people do walk from Eric's setback, the bar, to the trailer, okay? But I don't see a lot. And they're walking across the street to get to the bus depot, but that's walking across the street. I think 6 feet is adequate out there. It's commercial, and it's going to be commercial, and we're not going to see families pushing or bringing their, or allowing their kids to drive in that section of the road, of that road. Down the road, maybe, as Mr. Taylor mentioned, possibly as we see residential development change down that sector, but not in this section of road.
Your Honor?
I will try and be quick. One, supposedly the DOT surveyed people. I don't have any results of that. We're talking about North Cape Road. How many people were surveyed and how many people wanted to stay in the sidewalks on North Cape Road? Everybody? You're talking about disturbing all the businesses on 27th Street. I haven't got anybody. I don't have a single person. And by the way, those are my constituents as well. I don't have a single business that has advocated for the widening of that sidewalk. You're about to tear it up, and you've got some big businesses down there. As far as Oak Creek doing what they do, go down to Wheaton Way sometime, the intersection that's down there. See what's on the other side of the intersection in Oak Creek. You remember when we wanted them to partner with us? What was their answer, Jack? And has Oak Creek actually have the Common Council and the mayor signed off on the proposal from the Department of Development, or is this proposals from staff?
I think the council allows staff to make the decisions in Oak Creek.
At least they spend money.
They represent. They're making decisions. Yes.
Well. I go down there, I think on Friday there's a ribbon cutting with Sam's Club. I've talked to the folks over at Sam's Club. I don't have a single business, not one, not Mr. Baraxis with Omega. I don't have the Walmart folks. I don't have Dental Associates. I see the owners of them, Gordon Foods. No one advocating for the widening of it. And this city has not done a survey. As far as the DOT and what the DOT wants, well, when we were doing Myers project, we wanted a lot of things from the DOT. In fact, we've wanted a lot of things from the DOT all along. So unless this is the top guy and his name is Scott asking for this, I don't know that, you know, there's been quid pro quo when we asked the DOT to get things done here.
We've also asked for last
time. So I'm for keeping the sidewalks the way they are. And if you're going to make a move on this thing, I would highly recommend that you get the businesses surveyed by this city, not the DOT or somebody that's at the staff of the DOT. Okay. Alderman Dandrea?
I had one question. I think in this plan, Jack, it includes a 5-foot sidewalk. Is that correct?
The state will pay 100% of the 5-foot sidewalk. The plan of the committee has been a 10-foot sidewalk from the beginning. But the state asks the city what they want. And the state's not promoting anything. If the city wants a 5-foot walk, the city wants a 6-foot walk, an 8-foot walk, they're asking the city what they want, and the federal guidelines are now that the federal government and the state pays 100% of a 5-foot walk, anything over that, the local government has to pay for. So that's the situation. The state isn't asking us to go 10-foot. State is just asking us, what do you want?
So, Mr. Mayor, are you fine with the 6-foot or the 5-foot?
Yeah, again, those are my constituents as well, and right. I have not had a single business, not a single person on there advocate for the widening of the sidewalk.
Okay. Nope. Fine.
Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Skronsky.
Well, I mean, we have Rawson Avenue, and there's an awful lot of residents who have access to the sidewalks on Rawson Avenue with the connecting up with commercial development. And as much as I use Rawson Avenue, occasionally I'll see someone out there jogging or walking their dog. I haven't seen anybody bumping into each other from high traffic. And we have a question. I believe we have a motion that has been made, and I move the question.
Okay. Well, the question has been called. Is there a second?
Second.
On the question, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion passes. On the main motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
6, right?
Yep. All right, next item. Hopefully we don't have anything controversial on the agenda tonight.
I know. I thought we'd be out of here by now.
Yeah. Oh.
We were.
Item 7.
Should be.
Resolution authorizing officials executing intergovernmental jurisdictional transfer agreement between Milwaukee County and City of Franklin for the transfer of South North Cape Road from 870 feet north of West Highview Drive to West Forest Home Avenue.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Just a statement, Jack. It goes back to what Alderman Taylor had said, and that's this thing has been kicked around for at least 10 years that I can remember, if not longer, about, well, the city. The mayor that was here, Fred, before me, Pat Murray, I think just about everybody, all the council members I can ever remember, Alderman Bergman, everyone, tried to get Milwaukee County to fix North Cape Road because we were convinced that if that road wasn't fixed, somebody was going to get killed on there. And you had your former police chief, I think, probably if you ask our current police chief about the safety of that road, he'll say, yeah, it really needs to be fixed. And so one of the people in the citizens comment period, who's a respected engineer himself, brought up some questions about this, about why. And it is an intergovernmental cooperation agreement. It's probably historic in some respects. About the transfer of this. It's pretty clear that from the reports from Milwaukee County that the financial situation is going to get any better. So I don't know if that road's ever going to get repaired unless we do something like this. And 68th Street, there have been proposals in the past. I'll just be... I had a proposal from GE Medical. Some years ago, hand walked it down to then Scott Walker, who was the county executive, about building a 500,000 square foot distribution center. County executive, who's now the governor, I was very enthusiastic. It went down to then the chairman of the county board, and we never heard another word, and they went off to Muskego. So taking on that road today, yeah, it's the main use over there is Milwaukee County and the Hunger Task Force. But there's also written into the Hunger Task Force lease agreement that if you get a knock-your-socks-off development proposal, that the county is willing to take a look at. So make a long story short, the road could be very, very instrumental in attracting new businesses to the city of Franklin and to that site. And I have had some discussions with the county executive about that. Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, the reason I brought up the how long the city's been asking for this is it was, I think, at least 1995, I think, is the first email, because I got a whole stack of information from the county of transmittals back and forth between either mayors or public works or, you know, Jack. And back then, they kept on saying these should really be in the city's hands because they're not county trunks like Forest Home and Rawson. I mean, they are basically city streets. And when you talk about service, our guys are out there plowing all the streets around it when there's a blizzard. But we're waiting for the county to come down and do a strip here and a strip there. So you're talking about servicing our residents. We're going to do a much better job than Milwaukee County because our guys are out there on their specific routes. I think 16 of them we have, if I recall, that's the number. So we asked to do this even before these roads were going to be improved. It was not easy for me to go down there and 1 month in argue putting these two roads, and then the following year, after this gets done, St. Martin's and Old Loomis, and actually get these roads completed and really in the hands where they belong. And I know that the breakdown shows costs for 20 years. Well, our roads last more than 20 years. They're probably, if you really should stretch it over 30 years, and those numbers are going to be a lot better off. But, you know, you want to have a good road, a safe road, and the county's financial forecast is not good. And for the county, for these people that I serve with down there, to actually want to pry, let, you know, any property from their fingers is almost impossible. The county board wants to give up nothing because it's theirs. And they've seen over the years it being whittled away and whittled away. And when you hear a proposal of something being, you know, intergovernmental, it's the abolishment of Milwaukee County. That's what these people believe. But they saw that this road, that these roads, from the county executive to the director of transportation to the chairman, Michael Mayo, who's been there 19 and a half years, they saw that this is the time to remove these from our assets and let the city of Franklin take them over. And on top of that, build us a road to our specification, to staff specification, and that is what is occurring here. Simple as that.
Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, this thing has been a long time. We've had between George Torres, Tijan, and all the rest of them that are taking this down. Like you say, when they hit the chairman of the county board, it like got into circular file. So I think we should move ahead on it. It's a big safety issue. It's a transportation issue. That used to be Old Forest Home Avenue, and it's a disaster. So I don't know if there was a motion made to move ahead and approve this.
Yeah, there is.
I'd second it. Then it's my area.
Did I have any other thing to add? No, I agree. This area has to be fixed, and it has to be fixed right away. I believe that both roads, you know, for Kurt and Leroy that were out there, I believe that we wanted it down to the roadbed and redone completely. It was going to be to our specifications. So it was not going to be a top layer on 68th Street. So I just wanted to make sure that that was clear. Okay, thanks.
Alderman Schmidt?
Just speaking on behalf of 68th Street, which I live on, the traffic down there, a lot of it, you know, you can tell when it's closed, when they change shifts at the House of Correction. But there is also a lot of traffic now where people use 68th to get down to the Ryan Road to get to the business parks and stuff, too. So there is a lot of traffic that navigates that, and it's definitely a travesty to condition that road has deteriorated, too.
Just on that subject matter, there is a kind of an informal agreement with the superintendent, and used to be the sheriff and then the superintendent before that, that they tell everyone from the House of Correction, everyone, that they would prefer that they go out 68th Street and go south So if you're seeing unusual traffic coming down 68th Street, you should let me and the chief know about it so we can let the new superintendent know about it.
Okay. Call the question.
Okay, the question has been called. Is there a second to calling the question?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of calling the question?
Aye.
I say no.
Three times.
The reason I say no is because the city attorney wanted to add something that may be important.
Okay.
City attorney?
Just so the common council is aware, and I'm not saying this is a huge issue, but it's a real world issue, and this is documented in writing, which went to the city engineer from my office, and he followed through on the instructions to send it up to Milwaukee County. The agreement in your packet is an agreement to agree. There are no specs right now. This is to pay to get the specs. And per prior council action, there is no agreement until common council hears from the residents in the area. Right. And the public informational hearing is requested. So it's an agreement to agree. That's law school 101. It's not worth the paper it's written on. And the way the city gets reimbursed is when there's a final agreement. So this is working towards a final agreement and spending money, keeping your fingers crossed that happens so the reimbursement occurs. So, you know.
Just on that final note, the ICC might have final word on the intergovernmental cooperation agreement, but there might be some difference of opinion.
There's a difference of opinion on that, I know, between the county exec and some on the board. And just so you know, this did pass the county board 18-0.
All right. I'm calling the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries on the main motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Okay, moving along. Item 8, resolution authorizing officials to execute an engineering service agreement with Himalayan Consultants, LLC, for the preliminary engineering for the construction of North Cape Road.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 9, release of escrow deposit for the Berkshire Certified Survey Map located at the end of South 50th Street, just south of West Berkshire Drive.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 10, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a replacement holding tank agreement with BTL Holdings, LLC, 3310 West Elm Road.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing Alderman Wilhelm?
I don't know what this is. Is this? Are we putting a holding tank that'll be in a place that will be bad for future business development? I don't get it. Is this a business that's, what is this?
Replacement of what they got there.
Okay, so it's a business that's there?
Right, because all that area down there has holding tanks.
You asking Mr. Bennett?
Well, I just want to know what I'm voting on. I'm pretty sure I'm okay with it, but I just like to know what I'm voting on, that's all.
I don't know. This isn't my council action.
Pardon? Building inspection, Mr. Liberta. You want to come back to this? Do you have an answer?
I believe this is just a standard agreement that allows them to replace.
That's what it says.
Right.
Well, and the alderman for the district.
I'm okay with it, yeah.
Made the motion, right?
And I guess I was just wondering if, you know, the engineering department has looked at where they're replacing it to make sure it's not in the way of a future road business development. I mean, has anybody other than, because this happens where we approve it. Oh, we should have moved it somewhere else when we had the chance, and now it's in, and now we got to, I'm just saying it's.
It'll be okay.
Right.
So,
okay, you're good with it? As long as Mr. Bennett's okay with it and he's looked at it, I'm fine. I'll vote on it.
It's on Elm Road, 6 blocks off of 27th Street. 27th Street pretty much dead ends. It's never going to go through.
Is there a sidewalk to it?
No sidewalks to it.
Oh. So it's
in
it. Right where the sidewalk is.
We can't figure out what's
going
to be. You can always amend that.
It's in an area where you have a pallet factory, a cement factory.
Now.
Well, but they like their locations, I'm sure.
And hopefully a fish.
And a fish, hopefully a fish hatchery type. Yep. Aquaponics.
Okay, then. Gotcha. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 11, Finance Committee recommendation on interest rates for special assessments.
Mr.
What kind of motion are you looking at this? I mean, does this need to be, make a motion to receive and place on file?
All right. Oh. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 12, ordinance to amend ordinance 2012-2096 as amended to modify the budget of the Capital Improvement Fund, amending the project line items to provide $20,000 total appropriations for the Franklin Historical Society Barn Project to provide an increased appropriation of $48,720 for the Pleasant View Victory Creek Trail. Now I understand why Mr. Lucky's here.
Yep.
Okay.
We took the barn out, right? We took it out of this? No, it's been still.
The horses are out.
Right.
Yeah. I'll make the motion.
All right.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. And again, my apologies for not getting that letter on tonight's agenda, but we'll get it on the next one.
I get to come back again.
Nope.
Those are soft chairs, right?
Mr. City Attorney?
If the letter has anything to do with the city attorney being dilatory from the August 6th council meeting, try and work out an MOU. In rough draft stage, subsequent to a phone call from Mr. Lucky probably a month ago already.
It has more to do with paths.
It'll be at the next meeting.
Paths and lights. Mm-hmm. Okay. And thank you, Jim, for everything you do. Appreciate it. Where are we? 13, City of Franklin Employee Flexible Spending, Section 125 Plan Revisions, establish effective date for the hours of work requirement. Anybody from the Personnel Committee?
Yep. So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Committee of the Whole recommendations, concept review. I think that we took care of that. There was some thumbs up and no objections. Item C, any action needs to be taken?
No.
Is it?
No. Mr. City Attorney?
With regard to item C, there was a motion to reconsider, which was seconded at the last Common Council meeting. Action should be taken on that. A motion to reconsider, if approved, opens up the main motion. And under all the circumstances, especially since there were appointments earlier on the agenda which were made and confirmed, a do-nothing would be in order in the common practice, or a motion to table without a designated time limit or place on file, or actually a motion to denial.
And so we should get Washington to do is make no motions at all on anything. Okay, nothing is required on item C. Item B.
It is.
There is a pending motion
to table.
Motion to table.
Consider which should be acted on.
Okay.
I'll second that motion to table.
All seconds
I made a motion
made.
To table.
Right. I second.
It's a motion to reconsider is what we need to do first, right?
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
And now a motion to table.
To deny? Motion to deny.
No, we didn't want to deny it.
Well, yeah. So moved.
Yeah.
It gets rid of it. So
moved. Okay, sure.
Okay. Okay. All right. Motion made and seconded to deny the mayor's, whatever it is, request about opening it up for more aldermanic positions. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it.
In the end, that worked out real well.
I'm really happy.
We got good people.
I don't think I've ever been happier in my life.
I think Steve
may
have been.
Well, I'm lying. item B, review of mayor's recommended 214 budget. My understanding is the council would like more time to deliberate and to move this to like the public hearing. But there were two items that were made last night because you have to get out of public notice, right? So, Ms. Liber. Review of Mayor's recommended 2014 budget?
The budget, no actions required tonight.
Okay.
Addressed it.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Let's move to, one thing on that, and that's it. I'm sure somebody brought this up last night, and that's that people everywhere want to get their tax bill as quickly as they possibly can so that they can go to H&R Block. Otherwise, we'll be hearing about it. All of us will be hearing about that they didn't get it in time to get it in there. That's the only thing I'm going to say. And again,
Well, statutorily, we have to have it done by a certain time anyway, and I think I'm guessing. And so we're going to have, we'll have a meetings after the public hearing in November. So we have that committee hold a public hearing night where we can make a bunch of recommendations and adopt the budget.
This is kind of selfish on my part because I'm the one that's going to get most of the phone calls.
Yeah, but this is the same time. This is exactly what happened last year, and I don't think we had any issues with the tax bill going on time.
So you had your public hearing on the 4th, your budget adoption scheduled for the 5th. If you don't complete that by the 5th, you would probably have that one extra meeting. That's the 20th is the day we expect to get the state's final number. But after that, you wouldn't be holding up the ability to get the tax bill.
This is my sixth budget, and this would be the mayor's ninth budget. And I don't Tom, in the previous eight, has there ever been an issue?
I was going to say 14 budgets.
But I'm saying in my previous five, we've never had an issue.
We had one that was pretty close. In fact, I think I had to break the tie on it.
That was my first. Your first 3-year term.
Yeah. I always look forward to those. Well, we used to, just for the information of the new alderman, when this went to the Finance Committee, it was not unusual at all to go to 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning on the budgets, and we'd have the chalkboards out and motions here.
At the Finance Committee?
My last
year it went to, so 2 years ago, it was almost 1 o'clock in the morning, 12:30 or something where we did it. And then it came here, and everything was all undone basically, and after that the council just took it over, which was last year was the first year.
Well, and I remember, I think the first year I was the chairman of the Finance Committee, we had to take the budget to the green room at the high school because we had so many people in attendance we couldn't hold them here.
And now the last few years at Finance Committee, you had nobody. Nobody showing up, or public hearing you have 5 or 6 people. So
no action required. Okay, good. I lost my other part of my agenda.
Number page 15, the claim.
Okay.
Yeah. You going closed?
Is there any objection to going to closed session? If not,
is it necessary?
Okay. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
The first one. Second. Or the second one? The second motion?
Yeah, two motions.
Motion to authorize the city attorney's office to settle the potential claims pursuant to the recommendations.
I'd rather go to closed session.
What?
No, it's
no.
I thought you said motion to approve.
The second one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The motion would be
motion to authorize city attorney's office settle the potential claims pursuant to the recommendation of city attorney's office, city staff, and the city's appraisal consultant, and to authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute any necessary settlement agreements and releases to accomplish the same.
That'd be my motion. But
okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all.
Just one quick question. Now, this makes them completely whole with what they paid for their report as well, correct?
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Okay. Now I got the
licenses.
All right.
We have operators. Orman hold for appearance. Bailey. Pull for appearance. Hine approved. Mall approved. Nursian approved. Persic approved. Tirgo Tigero approved. And Williams approved. That's my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
The move and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. I lost my agenda. Madam Clerk, what is the motion for the vouchers? There it is. Thank you very much. It's right in front of me. Oh, that's what you were pointing to.
Yes.
I didn't know I had my glasses on. I didn't know who I was sitting next to. So, okay, you have a list of vouchers dated October 1st, 2013, numbers 148724 through numbers 148904, totaling $1,351,829.90.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilco.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
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 Mayor, I have a question.
Yes, question, Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm looking for the check number for the first check that was sent to the DNR. We have the next one down is the check that Jack did. I'm looking for the check that went out with the package, the check number for that.
I suppose Mr. Deedle just left.
Yeah.
Well, this is the finance. He's the one who keeps track of the check.
Well, the reason I asked is because I asked him to bring the canceled check that was sent to the DNR, that where the DNR lost the packet. So, because that would.
Well, I'm just looking for the check number because it should be in the list of checks, right?
The original check was cut in August and approved at the September 3rd council meeting,
mm-hmm.
and that check had a stop payment issued on it, which has never cleared our bank.
So it's not, I just want the check number, that's all.
I don't have the check number here.
When you get a chance. I want to
have these all memorized?
Come on, Paul. I was just looking for the check
number. I don't remember seeing on the last sheet. So, I mean, there's a lot here. So I could. Besides, I don't remember if the amount was the same.
Sure.
That's what I thought. It was $500. And it wasn't enough anyway.
He had them all memorized, plus he could tell how much money each alderman had in their wallet and in their hip pocket. So, all right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
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 Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Daniel. Aye. 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Okay, let's do this one. Motion approving net payroll dated October 4th, 2013, in the amount of $324,064.40, and payment of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $189,983.31, plus any city matching payments where required.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Madam Clerk. Aye. Wait. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Aye.
Started on this side. Aye.
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 Aye. 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Oh.
Any discussion?
There. Yeah. Mark Liberta.
Mr. Liberta.
Unless I didn't track well, I think you skipped checks number 14, 4, and the amount of
Where's that?
First 2013 and
first, that's where I
was. 18905, and then that amount of 97737, and then was checked
14896. I made this one.
Yeah.
Don't move. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded.
Right.
Yeah.
And Ms. City Attorney?
City Attorney considers that specific Common Council approval to obtain whatever funds are necessary along those lines, pursuant to what some people have called Wisconsin Statute Section 66.0607.
All right, show off.
I just want to make sure the Pleasant View check got approved,
Method.
Though.
That was anything to keep the meeting Mark. Going.
What?
Yes, the Pleasant View check on that? Did you read that check number off?
Oh.
We are.
Okay. All right, we have a motion on the floor.
No second.
Aye.
It's been made and seconded. Yeah. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
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 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now is there a
motion
to
adjourn?
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Okay.